Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ginamit ng federal na oposisyon ang pagkakataon sa taunang pagtitipon ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA upang batikusin ng husto ang mamungkahing batas para citizenship ng pamahalang federal. Tinalakay sa nasabing pagpupulong ang mga posibleng pagbabagong tinawag ng oposisyon ng mga ito bilang nakakasira sa multikultural na lipunan ng Australia. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Tara Cosaletto na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino.
We are announcing changes to strengthen citizenship, to make for a stronger Australia, stronger citizenship, stronger citizens.
Ang tinig ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa naging pahayag sa mamungkahing pagbabago sa batas sa citizenship noong nakarang Abril, kung saan bunga ng mga pagbabago ay magiging mas mahigpit ang mga pamantayan upang makuha ang pagkamamayang Australiano. Sa ilalim ng mungkahing pagbabago, kailangan maghintay ng 4 na taon ng mga permanent resident upang maging kwalipikado para citizenship, malaking pagbabago sa kasalukuyang kalakaran ng 1 taong paghihintay. Mas pinahigpit na pagsusulit naman para sa kaalaman sa wikang Ingles kung saan kakailanganing makuha ng mga migrante ang antas na Band Score 6 sa International English Language Testing Method o IELTS. Sinusuri sa nagaganap na taon ng pagpupulong ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA sa Darwin kung paano makakaapekto ang batas sa multikulturalismo. Ayon sa Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, Zed Seselja, sa sinusuportahan ng pamahalaan ng pagkakaiba-iba kung kinikilala nitong mahalaga ang kaalam at kakayahang makapagsalita ng wikang Ingles.
The government's view is that multicultural Australia means that we celebrate the great diversity we have. We see that as a great strength. People celebrating where they come from, holding on to their language and culture is a good thing. But we also see it as a uniting thing. We see integration as important. We see English language as important to unify us as a nation.
Sinabi naman ng Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soponsamsam, sa mga pagbabago sa proseso, mas mahihirapan ang mga migranteng makakuha ng citizenship.
The last thing you'd want to do is to signal that a principle of non-discrimination is being weakened or that we are making it harder for people to access citizenship. People should be free and able to become Australian citizens within a reasonable amount of time, and the greatest criterion for citizenship should be the commitment that people have in their hearts to this country.
Ngunit sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para sa multiculturalism and citizenship, Tony Burke, kailangan abandonahin ang mamungkahing pagbabago. Anya, malilibre ang ilang mga natatanging komunidad sa mga panibagong pamantayan.
When you look at how they've set these rules up, you'll need university level English if you come from Asia, but you won't need university level English if you come from England. You need university-level English if you come from Africa, but not if you come from North America. This is an extraordinary proposal, and we simply have to call it out for what it is, oppose it, defeat it, and get back to the principles that have made us a great multicultural nation.
Yan ang tinig ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para sa multikulturalismo at pagkamamayan, Tony Burke. Idiniin naman ng Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soponsamsam na nakikita ng pamahalaan bilang isang paraan upang mapag-isa ang mga Australiano mula iba't ibang kultura at lahi.
I think we should always be looking at what it means, because it always means slightly different things to different people. Certainly the government's view is that multicultural Australia means that we celebrate the great diversity we have. We see that as a great strength. People celebrating where they come from, holding on to their language and culture is a good thing, but we also see it as a uniting thing. We see integration as important. We see English language as important to unify us as a nation.
Kinatwiran naman ni Tony Burke na di dapat gamitin ang pamahalaan ng pagkamamayan o citizenship bilang pamamaraan sa kanyang paglarawan bilang pagkuha ng pabor sa politika.
The voices of hatred have always been there. The voices of anger, the voices of prejudice have always been around. What matters is whether or not we let them win. Now, the Liberal government never proposed anything like this until Pauline Hanson was in the parliament. And once she was in the parliament, even though they didn't mention any of this at the election, all of a sudden we get absurd proposals like this. I want to get back to a situation where celebrating multicultural Australia isn't a political football. I want it again to be something that both sides of politics agree on.
Tony Burke mula Partido Oposisyon. Ayon naman sa leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Zinadali, handa ang kanyang partido na makipagtulungan sa Partido Labor upang di may patupad o may tulak ang mga pagbabago.
If Labor are going to reject the government's citizenship changes, then absolutely we'll work with them. We'll work with the crossbench, the Labor Party, to reject these changes. It must be said that on a number of other areas, the Labor Party has supported government legislation. We're disappointed that there seems to be a bipartisan consensus that really is aimed at excluding people from this country when we should be welcoming them. But if Labor is going to reject these citizenship changes, then absolutely we will work with them.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.